I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Ski apparently no longer hates the listener and it has decided to grace us with his presence this week. Man, like, you guys, should have heard the stuff he was talking about you. Like, we had like a text chain going back and forth. He's like, yeah, fuck the listener. Who cares about the listener? Blah, 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 blah. And we're like, and, you know, King and I last week on the podcast were like talking about how much we love our listeners and, you know, how much of a shame it is that he has this attitude. But I guess it's nice to have you back. I mean,
yeah. Bezos had to create his own island because he wanted to try to one up Epstein Island.
Oh,
less sex trafficking.
Let's
back
up.
You know,
up
billionaires, billionaires.
That's. I don't like where this is going.
You mean the old man from the Tetris movie we watched? Is that the same guy or
similar? I mean, I'm gone a week, and all of a sudden we're just like pro Russia on this podcast now too. I mean. I think it was more Serbian.
Yeah, because I mentioned Jokic, and all of a sudden we had like 20 viewers, and the stuff that was being put in the chat was not English. So, not that there's anything wrong with that. I love it. I value it. I'm just saying it was, yeah. Who the hell knows, man?
Yeah, go Russia, right?
Yeah.
You fellow comrades from last week.
Yep. Hopefully, yeah. No comrade holdover from last week, unfortunately. Not so far, anyway. So one of those Twitter handles I mentioned earlier, do tweet at us if you want us. We take movie suggestions on there. You know, whatever. If you still use Twitter, who cares? Join our Discord, though. Got some good stuff on our Discord this week. As a matter of fact, follow up to Air, that Chris Messina guy who played the Agent King, he ad-libbed the entire phone conversation scene. And WCP dropped that for us in our Discord. So thanks for sharing that. And I say give that man an Oscar simply for coming up with the new brand of cursing that he came up with in that movie. Very high quality. Sports Brewery on Discord, if you want to find it.
Oh, so that movie takes place in like the mid-80s, right? That's just some
late
classic late 80s. Yeah, that's just some 80s style fucking.
It was pretty good, man.
Cursing there.
It was high level. Also on Twitch, every Thursday, it's actually Wednesday sometimes during baseball season and whatnot. We do the podcast live on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87, if you want to find us on that. And YouTube, I've been posting the YouTube videos of the streams the last few weeks, so check them out. Sports Brewery, find us. It's all good. So where did you go, Ski?
Where did you actually go?
Okay, so we know you took a pit stop on Bezos Island with Clooney. I think Dan Snyder was there. Jay-Z showed up. Beyonce didn't show up, but Jay-Z was there. So we know you took a pit stop there, but where'd you actually go?
I was kicking it with Van Hagar at Cabo Wabo.
Okay.
I had to track him down and have him play the Over the Top theme song for me, so.
Can you imagine like a scenario where you actually run across him in a bar? You're like, hey, man, I love your music in this one movie about arm wrestling.
Well, I think he actually has like a house in, he has like the original Cabo Wabo like bar there. I think he still goes there. I would definitely request it, the Over the Top song, if he was there playing music. Because no one really wants to listen to Van Hagar, even though it is superior to Van Halen.
Man.
Well, isn't Van Hagar the crystal clear Pepsi, like right here for tomorrow version?
He is, yes.
It's the best. That's the best.
That's what I said. It's the best of them.
Yeah, it's the best.
But solo Van Hagar is even better. Let's put it that way.
Isn't he just knockoff Jimmy Buffett?
I definitely get the two mixed up.
Well, because he is like quasi rock person.
I think he's like
who? Jimmy Buffett or Van Hagar?
Van Hagar.
Okay,
he's rock by association.
See, he's a little more hard than the parrot heads.
A little bit. Well, I think the parrot heads get fucking wild. So I don't know.
My boss in my radio job was a parrot head. He's the head of the big alternative rock station in Eugene, Springfield, and he's a parrot head. I always found that hilarious.
Can you name three Jimmy Buffett songs?
No.
Was he Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise. And
I think that's it.
I think that's it too, yeah.
Yeah, but being a parrot head's like, that's a vibe. You know, you bring the island vibe to wherever he's playing at. So
yes. No, nothing is more island than a bunch of rich white people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yuppies. Yeah.
So all you need is a Hawaiian shirt and maybe smoke a J and you're right back on the islands, right?
Lincoln, I don't know. I'm not.
Lincoln City 69 says math sucks is a Jimmy Buffett banger. Is that a real song?
Well, I agree.
Is that a real song? I appreciate the idea behind it. I just don't know if it's a real song.
You could put any random words together and it has a chance to be a Jimmy Buffett song. Cheeseburger in Paradise? I mean, that's the name of a song.
I mean, in theory, that's a great moment in time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in paradise, what else would you rather be eating than a cheeseburger?
1000%.
And hey, while you're there, guess what? Math does suck. So I'm with them.
Do you know any words to cheeseburger in paradise other than cheeseburger in paradise?
Is there like a whoa?
I don't even know the rhythm of it because I hear it in my head as cheeseburger in paradise. And then there's, I don't even know who's singing the song. Never mind. I'm not even going to go through it. But it's not how it goes. I don't even know how the song goes.
Are you thinking like that Two Tickets to Paradise song? It got
Eddie Money.
Two Tickets to Paradise. Are you mixing them up? It's possible.
No, it's not that one. I can't remember what it is. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Keep it moving.
Ballad of Skip Wiley is another Jimmy Buffett song.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't? I'm Skip Wiley. I mean, ultimate respect.
Obviously. Booble asks, Parrot Head or Deadhead, which fan base is lamer?
Parrot Head.
I'm
going to disagree. Yeah. I'm going to say Deadhead because I would say most Deadhead fans now are very wealthy.
Yeah.
You think it's a reverse?
That was literally my train of thought, too.
I mean, there's a lot of boomers in the Deadheads, but like literally Jimmy Buffett is like singing about exclusive islands and stuff. Like there's more democratic socialism at a Deadhead show, at a Dead & Company show, than at a Jimmy Buffett show. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I kept rolling it around in my head, like trying to figure out which way I was going to go with that. But I was like, no, because Deadheads got in on like the legal weed boom, and they're all old and rich from the legal weed boom now. So,
but see, here's like, let's just go on where each band is mainly based out of, right? You know, they're old. I'm sure they all live in like Jackson Hole now. It doesn't matter. And the Dead, California. Buffett, Southern Florida. I don't want to make the show political.
Specific.
Whose politics do I align with?
Yeah.
California or South Florida?
Are you trying to say there might have been some
part of Florida?
Yes.
Are you trying to say maybe we might want to know where some of these parrot heads were at January 6th?
Yes, it's kind of what I'm saying. Yes.
Are they the guy in Florida with like all the stickers on their van? Like, I think what I'm talking about?
I think they hide themselves a little bit.
I think they hide it. Yeah. I don't think they're out front like that. Yeah.
So, they're definitely hiding it. I don't know that that's really their vibe, that's the parrot head vibe, is to be super aggressive and yelly like that, you know?
Hey, get like 5 or 6 margaritas in you. You might get a little aggro yelly.
Sounds like you've never had a cheeseburger in paradise. Exactly. You've never seen the calming effects of a cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah, apparently you don't know the true ballad of like John Skippy, whatever the fuck that guy's name.
I mean, Sam Wiley. Come on.
Man, I'm not going there, chat. They started talking about juggalos. I'm not going there. We don't need to have that conversation.
Okay, so where would you rather, which show would you rather see? A Deadhead show or a Parrothead show? And let's just make it at Red Rocks in Colorado. So it's flyover country. It's beautiful, but you know, you're not necessarily going there for an island vibe or anything like that.
I would rather see Dead and Company because I'm a huge John Mayer fan. What can I say?
He's got pipes.
He does.
See, I'll go reverse. I think I'd go Buffett.
Where were you on January 6th? Yeah.
Well, I know which island he was just hanging out on, so.
Hey, they stay away from it. They might have pulled some strings, Puppet Master style, but don't get those hands dirty there.
No, to be honest, I think both their music sucks.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't like the Dead, honestly.
I don't like any. Can you name 3 Dead songs? I've got Truckin'.
Yeah, no, that's a hard pass
for
me. Which
I just think goes Truckin', 17 minutes of do-do-do-do-do-do-do, Truckin', do-do-do-do-do for 25 minutes, Truckin'.
They brought up the Juggalos. I would rather go to an ICP show.
Oh my God! No, 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 no.
It was it. Was it a Fuego?
It's too far.
Fuego, yeah. Whatever.
Fuego Moon Mist. Yeah,
whatever it is.
Give me some of that Fuego Moon Mist.
Have you ever actually hung out with a Juggalo?
No. Oh wait, yes. I used to work with one at Carl's Jr. like 20 years ago. I never saw him in the makeup. But he was absolutely a Juggalo. He, like, when I first met him, he asked me if I was down to clown. I was like, dude, I don't know what that means.
Is that like the secret handshake kind of thing?
Then he explained it to me. And I was
down
like,
down to clown. I mean, yeah. Maybe, you know,
I might be down to clown. I don't know. Well, tell me what that means.
Who isn't down to clown from time to time? I mean, really.
Hey, man, I'm in my 20s. I'm down to clown. Let's go.
Yeah, I used to work with someone who had the Juggalo tattoo on his forearm with the guy with the cleaver and all that.
Yeah.
Super. Yeah, he was down to clown, man.
All right, we'll keep it going on this train. Would you rather have that or would you rather have the Grateful Dead bear?
Grateful Dead bear. Well, I would do the skeletons like Luke Walton. That's what I would do. They're lifting up the top hat.
God, this is an impossible question. Like, because both logos are fucking terrible. Like to have on your body. Like, no.
Well, I guess this goes to King's point that parrot heads are probably right wing. There's no tattoo. Buffett tattoo, yep. Is there?
They are clean cut.
Yeah.
They got a nice fade. There's no tattoos. I'm telling you.
They come from that era. They come from that era where you could just like have half a buzz going like all day long and it didn't even matter. You just go to work. Hey man, like it's cool. Like I'm going to get the paperwork done. Like it's going to be cool. Like man, you and me should hang out, you know? That's parrot head vibe. This is a good conversation.
It was.
I really enjoyed this. We just spent like 25 minutes talking about deadheads and parrot heads.
And if you're down to clown.
Yeah. You down to clown? He literally would say that to everybody. I loved it so much.
I did. I think we did get to the crux of it all, though. I think we hashed it all out. We figured it out.
He's legitimately one of my favorite people I knew in my 20s. Like, I loved that kid, man. Like, I haven't talked to him since, but man, great, great memories of Emery. His name is Emery.
Dude.
Yep.
I'm going to stay on topic. Do they have like names like their Juggalo name? Is there like a Juggalo name?
I don't know. That's a good question. I never heard anything about it. I think they're just called the Juggalos. Like they don't have like individual names. Or do they? Because I'm remembering that Workaholics episode, and didn't like the husband and wife character, didn't they have like special names or something for themselves? I can't remember now.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. There was a Juggalo in an episode of Always Sunny too. I'm trying to remember if he had a special name as well.
I think that's the most normal people, quote unquote, like had access to Juggalo culture is that episode of Workaholics. Like, I don't think anybody knows anything about them if they hadn't watched that episode.
Did you know that ICP had their own professional wrestling league for a couple months in 1999?
Oh, I did not.
That's pretty good.
Guess what it was called? It's very creative. The Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Now, if that was just random Juggalo fans beating the shit out of each other, I might watch it.
Charlie Sheen, notable Juggalo. Coolio, what a notable Juggalo.
Coolio?
It says.
I'm into that a lot.
Vampiro and Colt Cabana.
Now, Colt Cabana sounds like it could be a parrot.
There's like, a parrot head if I ever heard one. I mean,
that's a parrot head name. I just got asked what's the most annoying thing to make at Carl's Jr. I can't remember.
A living.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. Just a guess.
I don't remember anything being really annoying. I just like... I remember this was before they had the green burrito stuff. Like, remember when they added the green burrito stuff for a while and they had each, all of them had like,
I hate the fusion restaurants.
They had like salad bars and shit. So like, I worked there before they did that, but we did have like, tortillas for the breakfast burritos. And so I would make like burritos for myself just with those. I would get like creative and throw a bunch of shit and make burritos all the time. That's what I remember.
Make a little
Flavortown, baby.
Burrito.
My love of red onions comes from my time working there.
You love a good red onion.
I never saw a red onion before I worked there, and I swear by them ever since. They're so good. Like, it's not even close. Like, why are we still doing white onions? Like, in anything? I don't get it.
I mean, they're still a popular voting block. They're aging out, but
far superior. It's not even in the same stratosphere. I had good times working there. I can't front. I mean, it's an early 20s job, but
it had three levels to it. I mean, there were three levels.
I did, man. I worked all the levels. Worked at the one on campus. What's it called now? Elkhorn?
Yeah.
That building. Three levels, man. We had TVs in that place. That was great.
Which I have mentioned Elkhorn from time to time on here before, but every time it comes up, I will mention it again. Do you know how much that owner has to suck for homeless people to spend an entire year putting dead skunks on their doorstep?
The dedication, yeah.
Finding a skunk, not easy. That's,
yeah.
Not easy at all.
Not easy!
You earn it.
Yeah.
I mean, how often you drive and you're like, oh, see one or you smell it like, oh, there's dead skunk. That's a rare thing to happen.
Exactly. Seriously, I can't remember the last one I smelled.
I've probably mentioned this, but like last football season, I'm driving back. I'm a passenger driving back from Brownsville, watching a Duck football game, had a couple of adult beverages and it's foggy. It's you're driving 10 miles an hour. You can't see. We go around this bend, and there's just this skunk that won't get out of the road. And so I jump out to, like, scare it away, and it worked. And then I get in the car. I'm like, if that fucker had sprayed me, I got like 50 miles of being in this car smelling like damn skunk anal glands. That was not smart. That was not smart.
I can't believe the driver let you do it.
I don't, well, we're driving so slow, there wasn't, you know, it was.
Man, that's rough.
You had to be there, man.
That's even worse. You couldn't even get a roll a window down and get a good, like, breeze coming in.
No.
You're walking, as far as I'm concerned. Like, if I'm the driver, you're walking, bud. Nobody told you to get out of that car. I'd rather run the thing over than ride with you after you get sprayed. I wouldn't really. Save all skunks.
Guys, we've been talking now for 20 minutes or whatever. Like 30. I think we've really buried the lead.
Yeah.
Our university. Our alma mater.
Yes.
We will guard thee on and on. Some people gather around and cheer her. Chant her glory, Oregon. They are the undisputed and undefeated of all time, because I've only watched two games and they've never lost in it. Pac-12 tournament champions. I mean, just Natch. I mean, no big deal. We all saw it coming. We knew. Bing! Bing! They had that guy on the hill. They had that scrappy guy who hit that hit. They're just mashing. The bullpen was bullpenning. I mean, they rolled that. Did you see them roll that double play? As soon as it's hit, oh, roll it up, roll it up. Bing! Undefeated, never lost. Oregon Ducks baseball, Pac-12 championship. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Baseball school.
Who puts the O in Omaha? It's Oregon.
Oregon, definitely a baseball school.
I mean, practically invented it.
I mean,
hang the banner. I mean, I get that banner up here ASAP.
Does Oregon State even still play? Like, is this like, like gymnastics State, where like certain, like Title IX caused like some schools to just not have the program anymore? Did that happen at Oregon State?
I think so. I haven't heard of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't seen an Oregon State baseball game in 10 years. I mean, losers.
Is Pat Casey Bums. Still, like, are they like a co-ed team now? Like, what's going on?
Who knows? I mean, geez. What a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
We were good in 2007. Wonder who else was good in 2007? Like the San Antonio Spurs. We do not care. We do not mention them. We do not notice them. Past. Has-beens. Frauds. Dude in May in Scottsdale, Arizona, Oregon State. Dude in May. Specifically in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Is that where Osgur is being held, right?
What do you mean? This historic Scottsdale Stadium? I mean, come on. The Pac-12 baseball tournament has been a staple of our life forever. We watch it all of the time. Every year.
It's that time of year. Is it not, friends? Ping. Well, I don't do ping. I'm Team Woodbat all the way. Which, by the way, I forgot to bring it up at the start of the podcast. Our movie this week is Train to Busan, because we are starting theme months. And this month's theme for the movie podcast is Zombie Month. And so it's my movie. I chose Train to Busan. Nice little Korean flick. But the reason I bring it up now, wood bats featured heavily in that movie. I'm just saying. The wood bat is far superior. So,
are you trying to say Korean baseball superior? Because those are, in the movie, they're high school kids.
Yeah.
They use wood bats around here pinging in college. I mean, I'm pro ping, but.
I'll say, like, imagine a zombie movie if they had, like, actual metal
bats. It'd be way
better.
Like,
metal bats would be better. We got to save that, man. We got to save that for the podcast discussion on Sunday, which is when
Sunday night.
Yeah, yes. Sunday. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Today is a Wednesday. We will be recording that definitely on a Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah.
On a second Zoom call.
Yes.
Or Discord call or whatever we're doing.
Yep. Definitely not the same thing. We definitely don't roll from one into the other. Absolutely not. We do them on separate.
That would be preposterous.
That would be weird, frankly.
It'd be cheating the game, really.
It would. We're not about that. That's not what we're about. So Oregon baseball is in the Super Reg.
Mal, just the regional.
Super reach. Super.
No.
I think they're super, and it's a regional, so I'm calling it the super regional. Quack, quack.
Where are they going? Like, Louisville? Is that where they're going?
Louisville.
Nashville.
Nashville?
Playing those Vandy boys.
Oh, Vandy. All right. It was...
Man, you could have said like anything, and I would have believed you. I gotta be completely honest.
I mean, guys,
we had who was it? Was it
what on here? Did you guys forget? I mean, I get it. They make the tournament in baseball so often, easy to forget that we are the best, never lost, undefeated Pac-12 conference championship in historic Scottsdale Stadium. Easy to forget.
Who was it? Was it Nate? Like, shout out to Fat Kid Deals, who was saying we should do like a emergency podcast after they won the Pac-12 title. I hope he wasn't serious.
I do not think he was.
Okay. Cause
well, that's what
I feel
it,
like.
It would have been better to do an emergency podcast for it then.
Yeah.
See, what I love about my sound, like my QuickTime not working, is I'm just doing a show to myself where, you know, you hear this. You know, you hear the duck, but I'm also doing Dan Lanning say program, Jerry Allen say touchdown, Oregon. Yeah, it's just a private show for myself. I'm enjoying it.
Yourself and everybody in your house.
Someday I'll get it to work. I don't know when.
Hey.
But someday.
It's a mystery to everybody. We'll all be surprised together. Okay. Do you have anything else like to actually say about baseball? I thought it was funny's the wrong word, but like the way the softball season ended was very classic, because it was like they won a couple games, everybody started paying attention to them because nobody had paid attention to them all season unless they're like the diehard softball fans. Everybody started paying attention to them, and then they followed up by losing two games to Oklahoma State. Like very badly, like getting absolutely destroyed in both of the games. So I was like, oh, okay.
Hey, they scored the first run. And that was the last one they scored.
That was the run. Yep.
That was it.
We're
a baseball school, not a softball school, yeah, folks. Yeah. What's going on here? What more can you ask?
Baseball and hockey.
Yeah.
Okay, let's. There are some things to talk about, I guess. I mean, Nuggets and Heat in the finals.
Yeah, who cares?
Okay, just moving on.
The Nuggets are going to win in six, but it's going to be over by game three. There, I just gave you your NBA coverage.
Yeah, bet on it. That is approved betting advice.
I think it'll be a gentleman's sweep 4-1.
Yeah, the Nuggets are really good, man. Like,
they are very
good. Jokic is the best player in the game, like we said last week. And if Oregon legend Jamal Murray is hitting his threes, they're literally not losing to Miami.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is making buckets. They're 100% not losing.
Well, and that was that's kind of the thing is, in those four games, Jokic was awesome against the Lakers. Jokic was awesome in all of them. Murray was awesome in like three of them. But in every other game, there was the KCP quarter. There was the Michael Porter Jr. quarter, where all of a sudden these randos hit four threes in a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, you're not.
Orange dropped a dozen in a quarter.
Yeah. You're not beating them. I mean, it's just good for them. But what I will say is I feel like the super team era is kind of behind us a little bit for the present. If Denver and Milwaukee are winning titles, Portland, you're out of fucking excuses. Like, if this is the Lakers who'd won, you know, three out of the last five with the Warriors winning one, it's not that. It's pretty random now. Phoenix has made the finals in recent years, and Phoenix stinks traditionally. No more excuses in Portland. And I know it won't matter because Jody Allen doesn't care. But if it was a functioning, serious franchise, there'd be a little pressure on them to at least try.
Well, what did we say last time? Didn't we say she has to sell the team by a certain deadline?
It's like 5 years down the road or something.
Is that how far it is now? Yeah, I didn't know if she found some loopholes to keep, because like you bring it up, you know, she's just waiting for that new collective bargaining agreement where she, or TV deal, where she can get a lot more money and sell.
I think, so I think that's in like a year, next year. I think she'll sell at that point, but it does not, it literally doesn't make sense. I know this is like the most capitalistic thing I'll ever say, but it does not make sense to sell a team right now because you're just throwing, not that they need it, not that she needs it. But if you can walk away with an extra $1 billion, you're going to hold out for an extra $1 billion.
Don't blame her. Yep. Nice, from Lincoln City 69 in the chat. Exotic rhinoceros skulls greater than rings. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, just think how many more skulls $1 billion could get you.
Why? Are you selling?
Johnny, are you holding? Are you holding?
Exotic rhinoceros skulls? It's a bull market. Is that a saying? I don't know what that means.
A bull and a bear.
Yeah, bull and bear. Whatever.
Bull and bear.
Did you guys get into Blazer trade talk last week?
We sure did.
All right,
good. What are your takes?
Jaylen Brown's going to be the big buzz now because the Celtics dumping that.
King hates Jaylen Brown so much, dude.
I hate Jaylen Brown so much. Did you watch Game 7?
Again, he's like a 27-8-6 guy, like second team All-NBA.
He cannot dribble! I watched a little interview. I think it was Gabe Vincent, Max Strus. I don't know. All these random Miami Heat guys are like the same thing to me. And they basically said, oh, yeah, we just made him go left because, well, that's what you do.
Because he can't. Yeah, because he can't.
And he had 8 turnovers. And they were 6 of them were like going to his left. Just bizarre.
Like I said, he reminds me of Nurk, like trying to get in the lane. It's not smooth. He fumbles it and turns the ball over when he tries to do too much. But like I said, he's the big talking point now for him.
Would that be good with Dame though? Like a guy like Dame who can drive and kick to a guy who can shoot. Like Jaylen Brown can shoot. So
I think what I would say is Dame and Brown and the surrounding cast is the difference because I think Brown's been to what? Brown and Tatum have been to 5 Eastern Conference Finals as teammates and 1 Finals. So it sounds dumb, but Tatum and Brown are they're the same player. Like when they screen and roll, you switch and it's the exact same guy. There's no difference between the two of them essentially. Or Dame and Brown, you know, Dame on a switch with Brown. That is different. Whether you say that's better or not, potentially would be better or not is up to you, but. They're not the same skill set. It's like McCollum and when Dame and McCollum were on team. It was a duplicate. It was the same thing.
Easy to switch off when you're the same person's guarding.
Right. That's what, you know, I mean, different positions, but that's why Murray and Jokic are so nasty because you can't even worry about the big guy or the sharpshooter. And if they trade for him, at least they're going, if they trade for Jaylen Brown, they're taking a swing. Good for them. I won't be mad about it. I just don't like watching him play basketball.
That was going to be my question to you because, like, it's one thing to like tongue in cheek a little bit talk shit about him and the prospects of the Blazers trading for him, but if they actually do trade for him, then it is Portland actually making a move for a big name and an all NBA player. Who can, with on a team with another scorer, averages 27 a game? Like that is a big move.
And he won't have to dribble as much because I will knock the Celtics. Their whole offense is just Tatum and Jaylen Brown running the show. Marcus Smart's their point guard. He doesn't really run the offense. He's off to the side. So if you get him out of having to hold get the offense going, he'll cut down those turnovers.
So here's something we talked about as well while you were gone, and WCP brings it up in the chat. What's your take on Karl Anthony Townsky?
Now, if you get him for a handshake, yeah.
I mean, they won't.
Like I said, I know.
It'll be the number 3 and another player.
That's not who you get. That's not who you trade a 3 pick for.
That was,
and I don't even like
that was King's take as well, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. If you could get him for the 23rd and some other pieces somehow, then that's fine. But you don't trade the 3 pick for Towns. You can get more for that 3 pick. And honestly, the problem is right now is, you know, Jaylen Brown and Siakam, I think they're under last year of the deals. You trade that three pick, you're good chance to get
Carl Anthony Towns. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I brought up in our Discord, I said the person they should go after is Mikal Bridges. And at least you got 3 years of Bridges. You get a 3 year window for Dame there with a guy, at least.
3 years with Dame? Really?
Yeah, that's how much longer. Dame has what? Is it 2 years left or 3 years left on his deal?
I think it's three.
Yeah, I'm just three, saying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You think 3 years left?
You think that's like a realistic actual window
for Dame?
Yeah,
I think that is the. I think 3 years is all he gets.
So if I guess depending on who they trade for, that's kind of telling me what their plans for Dame are. Because if they're getting like that 3 year guy, then it probably means they're going to like actually probably see it out. Or if it doesn't work next year, just blow the whole thing up.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. If you trade, because King already brought up, they're not going to want to pay Jaylen Brown a max deal, whatever he's going to get from other teams. So you're essentially renting him out for a year.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
At least it's trying for a year. If you get 3 years out of a different guy, I think you go with that. But at least they got to do something. We already established that.
And I think Brown's making like $32 million next year or something like that too. So,
he's got to be pissed because I think he could get his max, super max, the most money possible.
He could get the bird
Celtics.
Rights. He could get the bird rights, can't he?
From the Celtics, yeah. So if they trade him, I don't think he can get that.
Unless
there's like a sign-in trade in there. Like, if he could sign that Supermax deal with the Celtics and then they ship him, I don't know. But that's...
Can you imagine the team trading for him agreeing to that?
I know, it's...
Like, absolutely not. Like, fuck no. Yeah, I mean, you can do it, but you got to pay for it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, what? Draft's, what, 3 weeks away? Something like that, I think.
Sounds like a thing.
I think, yeah. So we'll know. We should find out here.
We'll know soon. Yep. Okay, have you guys still been paying attention to the NHL at all? I stopped completely, like stopped cold. Like I don't know what happened, why it happened, but all of a sudden I'm just
sharks.
Like,
sharks,
sharks,
Joe Thornton, sharks, right? They're still around.
They're still there.
So were you in Cabo watching hockey ski?
No, I was back for that that final game with Vegas and Dallas, which was over 10 minutes into the game.
So you got Vegas and Florida?
Yeah.
Wow.
Problem is, they don't play till fucking Saturday.
Huge break, yeah.
So no one's going to remember shit. It's just going to be like, oh, hockey's on, all right. I think NBA starts tomorrow. I think so.
Yes, tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. So that's the time allotment. Well, I was saying... So I said, gentlemen, I think the Heat win tomorrow. That's the one game they will win. Just because Denver's been off for like 10 days.
Jimmy Butler scores 34. Miami wins.
They won by three, close game. Yeah.
I for some reason it came on my timeline but that clip of Jimmy Butler wanting to fight Jokic last year. Like, remember, like, Markieff Morris. I think like Jokic just like shoved him in the back and basically broke his spine, and he got fined for it, went and sat down on the bench, and then Butler was like yelling at him to like go out back right now and fight. like let's go right now, I actually want to fight you. He was literally like saying those words. I don't remember that happening. I don't know why.
I saw Butler backpedal that, like
he did.
I think it was post-game. I wasn't saying that to Jokic. I wasn't saying it to him.
They asked him about it this week, and he like went back on it. Was like the guy I was talking to knows who he is. I'm not gonna say it. Like, I wasn't talking to Jokic. You can write that down. Like, whatever. I was like, you're full of shit, man. Like, you remember that. You wanted to fight somebody. Like, there's no way you don't remember that. And you're like you're not going to use it. I don't know. I thought that was silly, man. I saw that today and was like, come on, dude. They're going to ask you about it. You don't have to answer the question. Bullshit us. Anyway. Okay. Let's see. Here's what I have. Here's what I have left before we get to the list. I have Nick Rolovich. I have American Gladiators 30 for 30. I would like King to explain to me the Don Johnson Jr. thing, because I don't really get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? He was fired.
So I don't get, like, the story around it. So correct me if I'm wrong. He's the coach who had, like, all the medical issues. And then essentially when he got healthy, he came back and was fired, basically, like, immediately. So why was he fired? Just, like, culture fit thing, or do we know?
Well, I mean, I'm not in the HDC, but, you know, in the Oregon internet sphere, there's just rumblings that he was working in the very gray areas, which in the era of NIL, to be working in the gray areas, you got to be working pretty damn gray. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's just what you hear on the streets.
Okay. And then he's just basically talking shit about the program now, or the program.
Yes, which is understandable.
Sure.
Probably not the smartest thing to do if you want to get hired. I don't know. I mean, it's tough. I mean, he went from like a inner city public school salary to like $170,000 a year at the U of O. So I totally get why it stings more than, you know, coaches get fired. They're, okay, I just made $10 million in the last 2 years. Oh, I'm only going to make 1.5 next year. Okay. So I get why he's a little extra salty, but I don't know. Maybe he was putting a strain on the health insurance for the U of O.
What was his job?
He was like a recruiting guy.
Like a coordinator?
Like director of recruiting or something like that.
Okay. That's basically what I remember.
So kind of his job is to toe the line on gray areas.
Yeah, it's literally what he does. Okay, I get it.
But yeah.
Okay.
And you want a guy to toe that line. You just don't need to go too far into it now with how NIL works.
Yeah, you don't have to anymore. Like, everything's in the open now. There's no reason to really do that stuff anymore. You're asking to get in trouble, which if you get in trouble for recruiting now, like, you're an idiot. Like, it's seriously, it's so easy now. Like, especially if you're a program that has stuff like Oregon does. Like, Oregon has money.
I just hit the program sounder. Oh, it sounds so good in my ear.
I wish we could do it like with our phones too, because last time I tried to use my phone for a sound, nothing came through either. It's weird, man. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, there basically is almost no rules for NIL shit. So you really got to do some shady shit to break, you know, the rules for NIL stuff in recruiting.
And who knows?
Speaking of Oregon football, did you guys see the schedule announcements today?
Yeah, the TV schedule, like for the first. Yeah. So it was like the first three games, and then the what are we calling it? The Dairy Mart Bowl.
The Dairy Mart Duel.
Dairy Mart Duel. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was El Grasico.
Well, I go with El Grasico, but I've been told that's a little inside baseball, which I do not understand because it is not.
Yeah. My big takeaway from that is two of the first three games are on Pac-12 Network, and I get it. It's Portland State and it's Hawaii. I understand. I would prefer to see the Hawaii game on a different network. Portland State, I fully understand. I'm just saying, like, the Pac-12 Network sucks, man. It's, if you don't have Comcast, it's impossible. You cannot watch the game. Like, and I don't have Comcast, so it sucks for me. I'm bummed.
So it sounds like you're just being selfish here.
1,000%.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, be glad they're out of the way. Each team, I believe, only has to have two games on Pac-12 Network.
That's fair.
So that's fair. So you are. I can't imagine Oregon has more. Maybe Cal is on it or Stanford, but
you know,
I know Colorado isn't now. So
you know what Colorado's. This, yeah. This might do is force me to actually go to the Hawaii game.
And you should. They got that deal,
yeah,
man.
Support my Bows. Yeah.
Portland State and Hawaii for $50.
Is Canzano going to be wearing a Portland State shirt? Like, Canzano... Canzano goes...
He'll be wearing a Nick Rolovich shirt.
I was going to say, he goes to that game.
Free Nick Rolovich? Is that what he's going to have on?
Yeah, if you didn't read his article today, boy.
Yikes. Yikes.
What a funny article. It's like, just say you don't agree with vaccination stuff. Like, just say it. Don't be like, oh, I think it's unfair that Washington State fans are prisoners. They're not. He's been gone now for, we're going on 3 years, you know. Like,
you really think Washington State students give a fuck about Nick Rolovich in 2023?
It's a campus divided. It's in Eastern Washington, so... Maybe it is, but this is going to be the third year without him. People should probably get over it. I know it's because some court threw out Nick Rolovich's, you know, case yesterday, but just what a weird thing to be writing about in 2023 is Nick Rolovich and vaccines. And it was just a bizarre, I don't know.
He's got to be bored, man. And just like nothing.
Probably most of it. I mean, you can only talk about how awesome Oregon State football is so many times before.
During the off season, especially.
Yeah.
You know, I looked into this, by the way. Like, the Rolovich case wasn't thrown out. Like, just like one part of it was, where because he was suing the governor.
Well, they against the governor and the AD.
Yeah. That part's gone, but like most of it's still there. Like, he's still suing the school, and that's still happening. So.
Well, I thought the judge throughout, they just called, like, bullshit on his, like, I'm not doing it for religious purposes.
Yes.
Is that the whole thing? And it was you've never mentioned anything about, like, your religion.
He, like, waited until the last possible minute. It was like, oh, religion. Religion, maybe you've heard of my church. It's called QAnon.
Yeah, the thing he's suing them for is, like, it's a breach of contract. And apparently, like, the language in the contract doesn't say any, like, the just cause portion of it, like, which they literally came out and said they're firing him with just cause. It doesn't say anything about, like, what he actually got fired for. And so that's what he's suing them for is basically, like, not following what was in the contract.
Well,
and that's still happening. So,
and these universities word all their, you know, their cause that they could fire someone for, it's very loose. What you make the program look bad, that's cause for them. Gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I don't know if that's what was in there, but you know, that lawsuit's still happening. So I'm just pointing that out there. Like, I was being led to believe that the whole thing was thrown out and he's just out on his ass, but I don't think that's actually the case. But
was he coaching this year, like a USFL team or something like that? Or
I feel like we saw that.
No?
Last time we talked about him, we randomly looked that up, and he was like an assistant coach with somebody or something. Was it like a high school team?
Yeah, no way. It definitely wasn't a college program.
Yeah, I can't remember. Somebody Google that. Somebody in the chat, Google what Nick Rolovich is doing now, besides suing people. And praying? I assume he just prays all day? That's his thing, right? Do you want your NFL football team to get Hopkins?
Just a sec. So now the blue checks on Twitter aren't a thing. I don't, you know, who knows who people are. But there is a Nick Rolovich account with 37,000 followers. And it goes, I heard the bird is the word again. Former head football coach, big fan of Fabian Perez, Iron Chef, and The Truth. Always listen to Rattlesnakes.
What? Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's him. Okay.
That's good. That's a good tweet there.
That's good him. Yep. Okay. Yeah, always listen to Rattlesnakes. Okay.
Yep.
I guess that's a good message, right? I mean, you don't want to get near him, so, like, Rattlesnakes is...
He still tweets weird shit. Yeah, that guy's... Yeah, he's a... No way, that's not... That's...
Everything you think about him is accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Do I want the Chiefs to get DeAndre Hopkins? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it would be nice if something could go right for the Kansas City franchise. It's been so long since anything good to happen to them.
I know, that's true.
Like, literally the middle of February.
I mean, you guys have basically been the A's for the last decade. I mean,
can something... I do want Hopkins. He won't go there, but, you know.
He's apparently having trouble finding anybody who actually wants him. I understand why. Like, I guess he's been hurt. Like, he's been injured the last 2 years. He's missed, like, 6 or 7 games each season. But, like, when he plays, he's still one of the best receivers in the NFL. So, I don't know.
Still very good.
Oh, we got an update from the chat. Rolovich is coaching the San Martin Mustangs, California High School football.
Oh.
Pony up.
That's great. Thank you for looking that up, by the way.
Is that in Orange County?
San Martin? I've literally never heard of San Martin. It's a good question. Where is that, Booble? What part of California?
I think it's Northern California.
Bay Area.
I'm gonna say in Marin County.
He says Bay Area. Yep.
Ooh. I mean, come on.
Marin, there you go. Yeah, I would like my team to get him as well. There I answered my question. Ski, would you like the Colts to get D-Hop?
I mean, there's no point.
Yeah.
Team doesn't need receivers this year, so.
That would be a paycheck thing. Like, he'd be going there, getting paid, and then he would get injured around week 11 or 12, and then just call it good the rest of the season, probably.
He is definitely not going to the Colts anyway.
Make sure that is incentive-laden, that contract. No, he's not
going. Oh, you want to see a receiver get pissed off at a quarterback? Give him an incentive-laden contract.
Totally.
And see what happens.
He honestly, out of all the teams, like, the Chiefs would actually be good for him. He's not going to get paid out the ass. He's going to get like a 1-year deal, probably like $6 or $7 million or something like that. And I feel like that is like the Chiefs can pull that off.
I mean, it's a perfect flyer to take for the Chiefs. Yeah. No reason not to if it's all that Chiefs.
Yeah,
especially.
That's kind of my thinking too. And he'd be a good fit with the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, everybody's,
there's your incentive lace.
Yeah, I think everybody's a good fit with Patrick Mahomes.
Not Mecole Hardman, but everyone else. Yeah.
Mecole.
All right, should we do our list? Do you guys have anything else to talk about?
Just one more thing. Going back like 10 minutes on the schedule release. The Oregon playing at Texas Tech at 6 o'clock local time in Texas, in Tumbleweed, Texas, as the sun sets in Nowheresville. I don't like it. I'm just saying, there's a bad vibe there. There's a bad vibe
on Fox. Like, we know who's going to be announcing that game. I'm just saying, we know how that guy rolls.
Stuck. Tim DeRuiter. It's revenge. On the Plains, Red Raiders, Ducks, starting now.
Right now.
Marquis Lee.
Matt
Barkley.
Kenyon Barner.
Touchdown
Barner.
Then we get Joel Klatt just going, partner.
Partner?
Hey,
partner.
There's a rattlesnake in the Ducks' boots.
Okay, partner.
Thank you, Joel.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that, Booble.
No.
He says he hopes for Gus. It's going to be Brando and Tillman Don't say that.
Oh God.
No, it's gonna be on Fox proper. Like Brando and Tillman don't do Fox proper.
It's gonna be Gus. It's yeah. gonna be Gus.
1000%. Yeah.
Like NSYNC said, it's gonna be Gus.
It's gonna be Gus.
Yeah. Up on the bus. It's gonna be Gus. It's all of us. Bang. Just wrote a better boy band song than the Beatles ever have.
You might have been hurt, Dan. It ain't no lie.
Red Raiders come and go.
Oh, boy.
So you were just complaining about the Pac-12 network and watching it. I, for the first time, saw that Big Ten is playing games on Peacock this year.
Dumb, yeah.
Would you rather watch the Ducks play a shitty game on Peacock over Pac-12?
I can't get either, I don't think. Like, don't you have to have Comcast to get Peacock, too?
Yeah, I think Peacock is really hard to, like,
yeah.
like illegally stream now. It was possible until they made it, like, for pay a couple of months ago. Now it's, like, super hard.
Until they started putting those Premier League games on there.
Well, WWE, don't they have, like, their pay-per-view shit on Peacock now? Yeah, I think. Old Vince wasn't going to let people get that shit for free. Come on. But I will say, at least that is where the 10 a.m. Big Ten games that we always have on TV here, that's where they fucking belong. They should be on Peacock. I don't need to see Illinois at 10 a.m. every weekend.
But kind of on that tangent, this is going to be just a bizarre year to watch college football. With the SEC not on CBS, but only ESPN. With the Big Ten now on CBS using the SEC music. And with the Big Ten also on NBC. NBC? Is going to play Notre Dame fight song? Is that going to be bumper music? Are we going to get Flutie and Tirico and Dungy and all? Oh, it's just going to be bizarre. And then who knows?
Wait till a couple years and the Pac-12 will be on like Tubi.
Yeah, probably.
It's so weird because like NBC's presentation is so clean. Like it is way too clean for the Big Ten. Like that does not fit whatsoever. CBS is fine. But like NBC and the Big Ten, it's like
it's Ohio State and like you know, when SC goes there, it fits that, but
yeah.
Purdue, Sparty, that's Illinois, no. Like,
NBC for college football or just sports in general feels like a big event thing. And like big's maybe the wrong word, but like a singular thing. They do the Notre Dame game. They do Sunday night football. They do, you know, whatever.
Like Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby. Yeah, no, totally. And so them doing like a regular slate of random conference games is fucking weird. I don't think they're going to like it very much. I really don't. Like, we'll see. Big Ten should be on the Pac-12 network. Yeah. Actually, Big Ten and Pac-12 network's a pretty good fit. All right. Yes. You guys got anything else?
No.
Bubble is saying that Nebraska and Colorado is the same day as Oregon and Texas Tech, but earlier in the day, and that Gus and Klatt will do that one over Oregon.
Ooh, you might be right.
Yeah.
And that is such a sad game.
Yeah, it's horrible, like, okay, horrible
okay,
football.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
This Deion stuff, God bless him. Maybe he's the best coach of history. Did you see that ESPN released like 10 games today that they called their big games? And there's like...
Yeah,
there's some monster games on there. And then there's Stanford, Colorado. I think they combined for 3 wins last year.
Maybe the worst 4. Matchup you could get out of the Pac-12.
And yeah. It's in like the end of October. It's not even early. Like Stanford's going to be worse than Colorado. Stanford is going to be one of those like, boy, they better beat San Jose State because if they lose, 0-12 right around the corner. That's bad.
By the way, pick literally any other Colorado game. Like,
yeah.
Literally any other one.
The thing with Dion that I guess I've probably said it before that I just don't fully get is how many Jacksonville State games did you go out of your way to watch because Deion Sanders was the head coach?
I didn't watch any. Yeah.
Okay.
Zero.
Okay. And someone can tell me, well, those games are harder to find because it's FCS. Okay. How many college football games, period, have you suck out to be like, oh, I got to watch this because
a coach.
I really like watching Kirby Smart work a sideline.
It's so weird. I agree.
Like, honestly, I think the last time in football or any sport, really, because whatever, I've been like, oh, I want to watch this out of coach curiosity. Chip Kelly in Philly in the beginning. Okay. Yeah. Other than that, I think it was Steve Spurrier with the Washington, the Racist Skins. But I was like 17 and dumb. Like, oh, that offense is totally going to work in the NFL. Oh, he brought Danny Werfel and Chris Doering and every other white Gator receiver with him. Totally going to work. I bet you this works in the NFL. Dumb. But other than that, coaches aren't a draw.
Well, no, they're a draw when they have a gimmick. But Deion doesn't have a coaching gimmick. Like, the gimmick is him and his personality. He doesn't coach a certain way. Like, the product on the field is still Colorado. Like, they're still bad at football. Like, he's not like doing the up-tempo spread that Chip was doing, which is what literally people would tune in just to be like, oh, what the hell is this guy doing? Like, they're watching Chip. They're watching Chip's offense. Like, Deion doesn't do anything like that. He's got his sons on the team. Like, who fucking cares? Like, they're still bad at football. That's not going to change all of a sudden in half an off season because he got some transfers from a D2 school. What are we talking about?
What's just fascinating to me is just a year prior, USC brought in a guy who had like two or three Heisman Trophy winners, made the playoffs three times, never won one. It's gotten there. And yeah, it was cool, but people were like, I'm going to watch USC because Caleb Williams is really good. They were like, what? Like a Riley guy. He's so smart, energetic. I love watching him speak into a microphone. I don't get it.
I watch Ole Miss to see if Kiffin's going to throw a clipboard. There, that's the one. That's it. No, dude.
I mean, I guess you could watch like Bobby Knight to see if he like chokes a player or something.
It's the only reason to watch Indiana basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if coaches have a gimmick or if they're violent and abusive with their players.
Yes.
There. Okay. All right. Crazy. Like, Deion's probably not even a good coach. Like, at all. Like,
you don't know.
Yeah.
Like King said, he could be amazing. He could just be terrible. We don't know yet.
So. He could be. He could be.
I guess we'll find out.
Okay. Before we move on from Colorado.
Yeah.
Did you guys see, I think it was last week. I can't remember if I brought, I don't think so. ESPN had their like preseason All-Americans and conference All-Americans and all that. And they had Travis Hunter, right? Sophomore at Colorado, played at Jacksonville State or whatever last year.
Wide receiver.
Adamant. First team all Pac-12 wide receiver. First team Pac-12 cornerback. First team Pac-12 punt returner. And I looked and I'm like, well, he wasn't, I think it was third team all SWAC on defense last year. That was... He's really that good? We're really doing this. We're making him Charles Woodson on steroid? Like, it's a little...
Hype. It's hype. It's very classic preseason college football hype. Like, we see it with, like, USC every year, man. It's like they have no idea what they're talking about. They just know a name of a person, and they're like, oh, well, he must be good. So he's... preseason All-American, like whatever. But the season actually happens and he's good. He's not, not the best. He's above Troy Franklin. Like Troy Franklin's great at wide receiver, established as great at wide receiver in the conference. So you're telling me he's better than him? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very. But speaking of like the lazy college football narrative stuff, and maybe college football does it better than anyone, being lazy sometimes, yeah. I think.
Yes.
I finally, for the first time in the, so, but we're talking like 5-6 weeks now since spring practices kind of hit their full gear and people are talking about college football and blah, blah, blah. I finally heard someone be like, well, hey, you have Utah 9th? Their quarterback tore his ACL on January 1st. Like, he had surgery in the middle of January. And you're just penciling a Utah as a top 10 team without their quarter. I mean, he could come back, but it's very, like, I forget, someone threw a clip of John Wilner and Canzano, their podcast. They were interviewing someone from Utah, and they were going through the biggest question marks of each team, and they of Washington, Oregon, Utah, USC. And they said, question mark at quarterback for Oregon State. Totally makes sense. We don't know what DJU is. We don't know who. We don't even know who their quarterback is.
Sure.
They said, question at quarterback for Oregon. New offensive coordinator. Okay. Seems like a stretch.
No,
and then they talk.
The question is not at quarterback. The question is at offensive coordinator. The quarterback.
Yeah, they're using the offensive coordinator
quarterback
as.
Quarterback situation is set.
As a sounding board for why Bo Nix is questionable.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
And then they talk about Caleb Williams, Michael Penix, and Cam Rising. And I'm going, he had surgery on a torn ACL, yeah, 4.5 months ago.
Yeah.
It's different football than basketball, and quarterback specifically. I get it. The timeline is faster. But it's just wild to me. They were like, oh, yeah, Utah starts with Florida and at Baylor, but without a quarterback, a top 10 team. But they. Good on Utah. They've hit that space now where they're, people are just lazy about them. Be like, yeah, they're.
Yeah, just assume.
Kyle Whittingham. That's all you have to say. Kyle Whittingham. Altitude.
Oregon.
Altitude and Kyle Whittingham.
Oregon used to get that. What happened?
Yeah, no anymore.
Where'd that benefit of the doubt go?
Yeah, Bo Nix. Real question mark, man.
It's all that doubt.
Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I do love when you see some of the football stuff where people still use Bo Picks as like a pejorative. And it's sure. Like. Yeah, he threw like 6 interceptions last year. We can, yeah. And 2 of them were against Georgia. Like, yeah. You could probably hang that one up.
Yeah. Speaking of coming back from injuries quickly, Brock Purdy began throwing this week. So I'm just putting that out there. Brock Purdy a week ahead of throwing a football after his surgery. So I'm just saying. That's it.
The Brockness monster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Basically Adrian Peterson when it comes to elbows, right? Didn't Peterson like tear his ACL, came back in 3 months?
Yeah
like that's not supposed
quite
to happen.
Like,
yeah,
did he run for like 1600 yards too?
Yeah. Let's do our list. What is our list this week?
Our list this week,
it is in honor
celebrating Ski ditching us last week to go to Saint-Tropez. The top 3 worst places to get a sunburn.
Like this, he did send us a picture from where he was with a sick sandal sunburn.
And that's very, very weird. I only got hit on 1 foot too. Doesn't make much sense.
That's where
that's my number 3 worst spot to get a sunburn is on the top of your foot. Cause you have to wear shoes, folks. You have to wear shoes.
You do. It's not great.
I'm going to piggyback that. Top of the foot is my number 3 as well. And even worse, try walking in sand with a burnt foot. Those coarse pieces of sand get between your sandals there.
Warm sand on the sunburned foot is awful. Truly, truly awful. I'm going with sort of a weird one, but like the inside of the arm. Because like, so like if, cause you got, when you're walking, your arm rubs against your body and that's just a constant rubbing all day long on a sunburn. Like you, it's one of those things where like you can't avoid the physical contact of it, and you're just screwed. Like I imagine like the inside of your leg would probably be worse, but like how's that going to happen? But yeah, it's
wait till you see my number one.
Wait till you see my number one.
Is it the gooch?
Sunning your perineum.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. We got threes from Booble and WCP, top of the head, and also foot. There you go. All right.
My number two, worst place to get sunburned. And this is a very, probably a more of a niche thing for like spring skiing. Your eyeballs. That sun hits off that white and it's 55 degrees up there. Brutal.
Sunblind.
You're halfway down from the mountain at the end of the day and you're toast. It's very painful.
It's crazy. Like everybody has to see it happen or go through it once before they learn their lesson with sunscreen in the snow. Because like some of the worst sunburns you'll ever see are from people who have been skiing or snowboarding all day. And they're just it's cold. It's fine. Like,
and wear your goggles, folks. Wear your goggles.
And it's like, oh, it's overcast. Like there's clouds and whatnot. Like you're fine. And then you're a tomato.
Worst burn ever. Yeah. Like 50 degrees overcast day sitting in baseball.
Totally.
Like third degree burns on my arms.
I remember that. You went to a Beaver game. You look like shit.
It wasn't even a Beaver game. It was a lower level college baseball.
Okay.
So that's even worse.
It was like a Corvallis Knights game.
It was like a community college team my buddy was coaching. It's not bad out. It's like early spring. I was like, yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Laying it all on the line for Chemeketa. I like it.
Yeah. Might have been Hood. I can't remember. But my number two, it's on the line of yours, Braga, is like right at the cut of your armpit there. Because if underarm, at least you can like hold your arm up and avoid it. If you try to move your arm ever on that spot there, yeah. Can't avoid it.
It's not good. It's not good. My number two is just the back because you got to sleep. Like you got to lay down to sleep. Like it's.
Sleep on your face, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if you're like a face sleeper, like if you move at all, like if you have covers on, like which, by the way, if you have a bad sunburn, you don't have covers on. Like, but if you do, like even a sheet, like it's hella painful all night. You can't sleep. Ruins everything for like a week. The back. I've had many horrible back sunburns in my life. Not fun. Number two's in the chat. Sorry, back of the neck and head. There you go.
Another head. There
you. Sorry.
Well, piggybacking off the head, the number one worst place to get a sunburn: your penis. Awful. Terrible. Don't ever do it.
I mean, I got a natural follow-up question.
Ow?
No. Well, no, that's like a follow-up comment, but like, follow-up question. Like, are you speaking from experience is my question.
Yes. Yes. I was prepping for a trip to Hawaii and I went in one of these stand-up, sunscreen things. I had no idea. I'd never been in one really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in the lay down one, I think twice. And then I was like, oh, well, I got to speed this up. I'm leaving in like 2 days. And I was in there for like 5 minutes and it smelled like my flesh was rotting and peeing hurt for like 10 days. Just peeing. I wouldn't even drink water at a certain point. It's like, nope.
Sorry, buddy. I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, that tip hurts, man. Oh, it does not feel good.
I mean, just think it never sees the sun, so...
Yeah,
even a tiny bit of sun, and that's where my number one is. I guess just around the corner.
It depends on if you're a parrot head, right? Like it might see the sun.
Parrot heads have bronze balls. That's for sure. They got leather. But
what's yours?
My number one is the asshole. This one's not from experience, except for that fad from what was it? Was it pandemic time with this, like you said, the sunning your perineum.
Yes.
Your asshole. I don't know what would be a worse pain than
well,
that.
Well, no, like, not even just when you're taking a shit, like, when you just sit down, like, or walk. You're like, literally, yeah. Like, I think we take for granted the amount that our asshole is involved in every movement our body does. Like, think about it. Sitting down, getting up, walking, like, literally everything. Everything you do throughout a day, your asshole is involved. It's rough. It's rough. My number one is top of the head. Like, I think I've talked about it before. Like, I've had a couple of them that were really bad. It looks like you have really horrible dandruff when your skin flakes, which it will flake. It's not good. It sucks. And again, it goes into the sleeping thing too. Cause like you gotta sleep, like you gotta lay down, like, it's not good.
But I feel that only affects a certain few.
Yeah, no, and I'm one of them.
I don't think sun rays are getting through King's hair to hit that scalp.
That's a good point, yeah.
For a few more years, at least.
Yeah. No, man, I can't see you ever not having thick, luxurious hair.
Oh, no. Buddy. Buddy. It's happening.
I can't see it. All I can see with you is like it changing color. I can't imagine the hair starting to actually go. Is it happening?
Are you saying?
It's happening. Yep. Breaking? So yesterday when I was at a baseball game, you know, I got a little braid in just for... When you put your hair up and it's heavy, you get tension headaches. And I went to the bathroom and looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, it's starting. That's cool. Cool. It's awesome. I'm excited for this next... phase of my life.
So are you gonna keep like? So you're gonna go like this?
No,
you're gonna go like this, and then you keep the braid. Like,
gotta keep it super long.
Yeah, you gotta keep it long, right?
No, there will be nothing skullet adjacent.
Michael Bolton style. Come on, man, you can do it.
No,
just own it. That's all. All right, let's.
All you gotta do is wear hats, and it looks like you still got that fucking luxurious hair.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah, I do that all the time, man. It looks like I still got a nice fade going or something.
Yeah.
let's go. Number ones in the chat before we head out of here. Booble says testicles. Thank you. And WCP says neck and back combo. Yeah, it's not good. Booble says you should rock a skullet or a rat tail.
Rat tail is also another look for the balding up top.
Right? No, I'm good. I'm good.
Rat tail would be really solid.
Don't need to do the rat tail.
Come on, man. You're gonna be like in your 50s when this happens.
I'm old enough to have had a rat tail in like first grade. So
when your parents thought it was a good idea to give you a rat tail.
Yeah, they just went to like super cuts. We're like, what's the cool?
Yeah, that or a bowl cut, right?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of options.
A good point.
I will say, when you do decide to cut your hair, you have to at least have a day or two of either just the dirtiest mullet ever or a rat tail.
No.
Gotta.
Peer pressure, man. WCP says he remembers when you had that rat tail.
Yeah, I had a rat tail, man. Shit was that was the look, man.
Yeah, man. Sure it was. Whatever your parents are telling you, man. All right. Let's call it. You guys good?
Oh, quick thing. I heard you guys' list from last week I missed, the Taco Bell order.
Sure. What's your Taco Bell order? I don't think that was the actual list, but...
Oh, I saw it. I heard it brought up. Yeah. I think it was in the Discord, too.
Okay.
No one brought up Mexican pizza. I'm surprised. That's usually one of my go-tos.
I don't think I've ever had one.
It's good. It's rife with cultural appropriation, but it's good.
It is.
Yeah, I think about how I affect other people when I order food from Taco Bell, and I'm not trying to make them feel less than. Ski, apparently that's not a problem for you, and that's fine.
Not a problem at all.
I mean, it's cool. I'm just...
Hey, if I'm ordering Taco Bell, I don't think I'm talking about anyone else in the world at that time.
Everybody stay the fuck away.
Yeah. And did anyone bring
specifically
up a
2 hours after it's eaten?
Yes.
Woman, you better get out of this room. I got a Mexican pizza.
And did anyone talk about how trash Taco Bell hot sauces are when you guys were bringing it up?
No, I think all we did was ask if we get them.
You don't like the fire sauce?
No. So Taco Time, their sauce, so superior to Taco Bell.
Huh. Sure, but that's also like doing the Shake Shack versus In-N-Out thing where it's like, yeah, this thing you bought is 79 cents. This thing is $4.49.
Taco
Time should be better.
I wouldn't know. Because nobody ever eats there. So
I was gonna say, when's the last time you saw someone at a Taco Time?
Driving into Springfield, there's that Taco Time right off Main. I see some cars in there every now and then.
There's still one on West 11 too, right?
Yes, and it just says hamburgers are back.
I remember them not being bad. They had like the, what did they have? Like the little hard rolled ones, whatever those are called.
Yeah. Crispy taco is good.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Dingus brought it up. You don't want to pay $8 for a small taquito.
Yeah. That's a fact. Yeah. All right.
I will say that Taco Bell's like Diablo hot sauce is really gross. Is really gross.
Their hot sauce is not good.
I can't believe it's sold in stores.
Yeah.
Like you go to Taco Bell. Okay, I totally get it. You're getting what you're getting unless you're ski or you go to Taco Time first to get the sauce packets and then you go to Taco Bell. But a normal adjusted person does not do that. But who is going into a Safeway and be like, well, no. Yeah, I want the fire sauce.
You want to make your own tacos and burritos at home and put that on it.
Yeah, which is very bizarre. It's just very bizarre.
You know what I have done recently? So I have my own hot sauce, so I'm good in that department. But like all in grocery outlet, every once in a while they sell the Taco Bell taco
grocery
seasoning.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
They sell the seasoning though. And so you buy like those like 79 cent taco seasoning things from Taco Bell. And I'm like, well, I like Taco Bell tacos. All right, let's fuck with it. See what happens.
That's acceptable.
It's good. Yeah, it works. Yeah. I'm making tacos for myself and my child. Like, I mean, we're not talking like high class meals here. It works. I'm making tacos for my kid that are beef and cheese, because that's all kids eat. In tacos.
Yes,
that's it. Okay, can we actually go?
Yes, we're gone. Sunday.
Sunday.
Come on, Jermaine.
Movie podcast. Zombie month. Train to Busan.
Hey, Pazinski.
Train to Busan. It's on Amazon Prime. Put him on the board. Yes.
Yes.
Bye.